I am a cat. As yet, I have no name. So begins the journey of Nana, a street-smart feline with a distinctive bent tail resembling the Japanese number 7, Nana. His life changes forever when he meets Satoru, a gentle man who rescues him after a car accident. After nursing him back to health, Satoru asks the pivotal question, "Would you become my cat?" Though initially hesitant to surrender his independence, Nana makes his choice by hiding behind Satoru's legs when a car passes, a moment of vulnerability that seals their bond. For 5 peaceful years, they share an apartment specially chosen to accommodate Nana's needs. Then comes the unexpected. Satoru explains he can no longer keep his beloved cat. With characteristic feline pragmatism, Nana accepts this development. Cats take whatever comes their way. Together, they load into Satoru's silver van and begin a journey across Japan, ostensibly to find Nana a new home. What neither realizes is that this road trip will become their final adventure together, a bittersweet pilgrimage through landscapes, memories, and the lives they've touched. Through Nana's sardonic observations and Satoru's quiet dignity, we discover that sometimes the most profound journeys are those we never plan to take. The silver van arrives at Kosuke Sawada's house. He immediately recognizes Nana's markings, 2 spots forming the character 8 on his forehead and that hooked tail, features resembling Hachi from their childhood. Their friendship formed at swimming club in 2nd grade, where Satoru excelled while Kosuke attended for health reasons. Their bond deepened when they found a stray kitten together. When Kosuke's father refused to let him keep it, they briefly ran away in protest before Satoru adopted the cat himself. 2 years later, Satoru's parents died in a car accident. At the wait, Kosuke gave Satoru the Yojiya blotting paper his mother had wanted, finally breaking his stoic friend's composure. When Satoru moved to his aunt's home, he had to leave Hachi behind, despite Kosuke's pleas to his father. Now, Kosuke hopes adopting Nana might heal old wounds and save his marriage. Satoru suggests finding a new cat together instead. After their visit, Kosuke calls his estranged wife, proposing they get their own new cat, a fresh start unburdened by the past. "Cats must earn their keep," declares Yoshimine, assessing Nana's worth. Unlike Satoru, he views cats as mouse hunters, not pets, yet his care for an abandoned orange kitten reveals a softer heart. Their friendship began when Yoshimine transferred to Satoru's school. Satoru had lost his parents and lived with his aunt, while Yoshimine's parents were too career-focused for proper parenting. Satoru's philosophy, "just take it as it comes, be grown-up about it," immediately bonded them. When they visit a grave, Nana teaches the orange kitten fighting stances. Returning, they mistake the training for hostility. Despite Yoshimine's offer, Satoru decides against forcing the cats together. The farm's vast fields evoke memories of their adolescence in the school gardening club, harvesting tomatoes during a heat wave, and Yoshimine confessing about his parents' divorce. Years later, Yoshimine offers his farm as a future option if Satoru needs help, a promise between friends that transcends time. Sugi and Chikako run a bed and breakfast with Mount Fuji views and separate pet floors. When Satoru arrives with Nana, their dog Toramaru's aggressive barking prompts Nana to prepare to defend Satoru. Their friendship began in high school when Sugi helped Satoru rescue a trapped Shih Tzu from an irrigation ditch. Despite getting soaked and bitten, this incident solidified their bond. The three often spent time at Chikako's family orchard. Years later, Sugi confronts Satoru about maintaining his goodness despite life's hardships. We learn Sugi carries guilt because Satoru once had feelings for Chikako but never told her at Sugi's request. The next morning, another confrontation leaves Toramaru scratched after insulting Satoru's health. As they depart, Satoru casually mentions his past feelings to Chikako, causing brief tension before everyone laughs, a burden lifted. In this honest moment, the journey's true purpose emerges, not finding Nana a new home, but saying proper goodbyes. In Hokkaido's wildflower meadows, Nana's attempt to catch a honeybee reveals Satoru's protective instinct. Their journey unfolds through diverse landscapes, silver-white pampas grass like an ocean, wild horses in misty pastures, and corridors of light through white birch trees. When Nana ventures into the tall grass maze, Satoru's composed exterior breaks. "Don't leave me, stay with me." His desperation reveals his attachment and fear of loss. Nana realizes each failed rehoming wasn't truly a failure. Satoru had been secretly relieved each time. Their journey leads to a cemetery where Satoru finds his parents' grave, the destination pulling at his heart throughout. He cleans the gravestone and arranges their collected wildflowers, bridging past and present. While Satoru sits in silence, Nana provides quiet companionship. The next day, after visiting his grandparents' resting place, a perfect double rainbow appears, its vibrant arc connecting heaven and earth. Standing together beneath this celestial bridge, they share a moment of transcendent connection, love spanning all distances, even between life and death. Noriko, a former judge accustomed to minimal living, was struck by Satoru's frailty when he arrived with Nana. Despite her childhood-induced awkwardness around cats, she tried accommodating Nana, though often startling him. As Satoru's health deteriorated, Noriko would cry privately after exhausting hospital visits. Yet Satoru insisted on their daily snowy walks with Nana, proudly introducing his cat to everyone they met. During New Year's, the truth emerged. Satoru had been abandoned as a baby and rescued during Noriko's first major case. Her sister had adopted him, and after their death, Noriko took him in. Though socially awkward, she could tell him about his parents, helping him appreciate their extraordinary love. When Satoru entered the hospital permanently, Nana became his commuting cat, visiting him on the hospital terrace. During a snowy period when Satoru didn't appear, Noriko arrived disheveled. With his last strength, Satoru felt Nana beneath his hand and whispered, "Thank you," before passing away. After Satoru's death, Nana visits him in dreams of flower-filled Hokkaido fields. Noriko handles condolences and contacts everyone on Satoru's list, keeping busy through grief. Following a quiet funeral, Kosuke, Yoshimine, Sugi, and Chikako gather at Noriko's. Their somber mood lifts as they share stories about Nana and photos of their pets, forming connections through their shared love for Satoru. Years pass as the friends build new lives while staying connected. Kosuke opens a pet photography studio, Yoshimine sends farm vegetables, and Noriko visits the Sugi's B&B while they care for Nana. When Noriko brings home an abandoned calico kitten, Nana welcomes her as the next cat. In dreams, Nana meets Satoru, updating him about Noriko and the kitten. Though still Satoru's cat, Nana decides to stay until he's taught Calico's survival skills. Afterward, he'll journey to join Satoru beyond the horizon of flowers, where they'll travel together again, a promise that transcends mortality.